Joining us on the WBGO Journal, we have Adam B. Smith of ABS Productions. His short film, The Path, is screening on Saturday, September 7th, during a block at the Cityplex 12 Theater as part of the 2019 Newark International Film Festival. Thanks for being here, Adam.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Is this your first time having a film accepted to a film festival?
Yes, first film that's been accepted into a film festival. My first feature film that I did, I sent it out to like a lot of different festivals, but you know, Newark was the place, like the number one place that, you know, accepted a film. They loved it. I like it.
And where did you shoot this film, The Path?
I filmed it in various locations around in Essex County, even Hudson County, in parts in Newark, Jersey City, East Orange, Irvington, different little areas around there has been shot at. I really wanted to try to capture a real urban feel with the film, pretty much like a local film, if you might call it.
And The Path, your title, we're talking trains here?
No. It's kind of in a way based off of, I wouldn't say it has nothing to do with The Path train or anything like that. But I did get the idea from The Path. I was actually, I think I was in Jersey City at the time around Grove Street area. And me and actually the lead actor, we was just thinking of titles for it. And, you know, we had the whole concept and everything down for the film. And then I just looked up and I remember I just saw the logo for the Path train. Hopefully Port Authority doesn't, you know, say anything. But I thought, you know what, The Path, because it does, the film pretty much talks about the path that these two characters, these two brothers, what they lead, one's going down this path, the other one's going down that path. So I said, you know what, this title could actually work. It could work. It worked out.
And it seems like the path, at least of one of them, is towards some sort of meaningful employment, some sort of meaningful work.
Right. So pretty much with the film, it's one brother. His name is Raphael. He's trying his hardest to really get his work. He's an artist, you know, almost like a starving artist, if you must say. But he's really trying to get his work out there. Everybody's rejecting him. He's been sending out to all these different places and everybody's they don't want him. You need to have more experience and this, that, and the third. So he's trying to go down this path to he wants his artwork to be his main thing. Then his brother named Miguel is pretty much he's going down another path where he wants to be more than what he is, more than what he really wanted to be. Is he really wants to be have his own club. So the path that he's going down is he just straight up wants to be, he want to be known, he want to be worldly known. So he's going down another path, but his path is not exactly paved with the best intentions.
I have a clip here of you as a landlord in the film. Let's give it a listen.
I look at your resume here and you don't have no type of college experience. So I ask myself, why should I give you this position?
There's got to be a fine line as a filmmaker, especially an independent one working on your own budget with your own money. We're talking producer, director, actor, cinematographer. There's got to be a lot rooted in this film, The Path, for you personally.
Yeah, a lot. You know, honestly, I kind of say I'm like a up-and-coming Tyler Perry, maybe. I don't know. I invested a lot of time with this project, and I stayed true to it because even within The Path, while I was doing it, I had people that were saying how far you think that film's going to really get you? Why are you doing this? Or, different little scenarios that was related to the film. As I was typing the screenplay for it, it was pretty much the same exact things was going on. I invested, time, of course, money, a lot of hours. You know, I would be up until about maybe 3-4 o'clock in the morning, working on this, and knowing that I still had to be up early and get ready to, do my, my day job. But, I still stay true to it because, I would spend sometimes, I work 8 hours and then come home, and then I would probably put almost about another 8 hours into just like trying to write dialogue, thinking of ideas, like where are we going to film this? And, you know, like a lot of time and energy went into it. So, you know, it's like now I think back, even though, you know, we wrapped filming up 9 months ago, it's like, wow, you know, I really did all that, you know, for, you know, this project. A lot went into it.
I like how it kind of comes around to the naysayers, right? You said people were asking you things like, why are you doing this? Why are you investing your time in this film? And now that you've been accepted to the 2019 Newark International Film Festival, it's got to give you a boost of confidence as a filmmaker.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I just, you know, play on words, I think I'm on the right path. You know, yeah, it really does. It's like it's like seeing that it's been accepted. It makes me, you know, of course, I'm ecstatic. I'm happy. It makes me know that, you know, my next project that I work on, because I'm in the works with another screenplay now. It makes me think like, yeah, like I'm doing the right thing. You know, I stayed true to what I wanted, and you know, the next project that I work on, who knows? The sky's the limits with that, you know. But the path was like pretty much, you know, was like the seeds that, you know, was planted. So now it's like perfect. Now I could go on and I could do, you know, other projects. But always keep the path in mind, because, you know, it was hard. You know, it was a struggle trying to just like, you know, get everything together with it, you know, like dealing with like certain situations, so much like, you know, I got to change this, like making sure that the dialogue and everything flowed right. You know, it was a lot.
I'm going to have to assume that you'll be attending the festival, and outside of course, seeing your film on a big screen, what other things are you looking forward to that are happening at the 2019 Newark International Film Festival?
Well, pretty much, you know, definitely doing a lot of networking, you know, meeting people that that are doing the same thing as me, you know, young people, or just whether it's a young, you know, or people who are older than me, just networking, seeing how they do things. And it also just meeting a lot of cool people, because I remember I was at the festival a couple of years ago, and I was interviewing people. I was, you know, I was working, and, you know, I was like a videographer, and I also was sent out there to interview people. And I interviewed a number of people there, like, you know, personalities, you know, who you name it. You know, this is like a couple of years ago. And now here it is, like, you know, fast forward like 2 years later, it's like, instead of me being the one interviewing people, somebody's going to be interviewing me.
What do you want 2019 Newark International Film Festival moviegoers to know about this film before they go and see it?
You know, that's a really good question. I really want for people to look at this film from a lot of different standpoints. I want people to really be able to identify with the characters. You know, like the cast, it's a Hispanic cast. You know, like the lead actor, and, you know, a number of people, they're Hispanic actors, but I don't want them to just look at them let's say like, okay, like these people are, you know, like Hispanic or whatever. I know I want people to just be able to identify and see themselves in like these people, these young 20 something year olds living in an urban area. And I want for people to be like, you know, whether they're young or older, be like, wow, you know what, I was just like that when I was younger, you know, striving, wanting to, you know, like, do better in life, you know, like, you know, even though I had like limitations, you know. I want them to really be able to just identify with it and take away like a very good message, because I feel as if the film, it has a message to it, and I wrote it with it. I mean, there's some comedic moments in it, and there's some tearjerker moments in it too. But I want for people to actually, you know, go in there, you know, see it, watch it for the 71 minutes, and then afterwards they leave the theater, and them be talking about, wow, like that was really good. Like I could identify with the, you know, with the characters and everything. Just that's what I really want for people to strictly take away from, you know, from the film.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it. I'll definitely be there to see the film.
Thank you.
The Path screening on Saturday, September 7th, during a block of shorts at the Cityplex 12 Theater between noon and 2 p.m. It's all part of the upcoming 2019 Newark International Film Festival. Adam B. Smith of ABS Productions. Thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you. Oh, and before you go, I just want to also send a shout out to one of the actresses that was in the film, Carla B., Carla Besserell. She was phenomenal in the film. I hope she gets well soon. You know, like, we root for her. She's going to be in my next project also. And, yeah, and guys, stay tuned for it.
Thanks, Adam.
Got it.